And Pharaoh said, "Who is Jehovah that I should hearken unto his voice to let Israel go?" Exodus 5 and verse 2. Upon this, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Jesus said, therefore, unto the 12, "Would ye also go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we have believed and know that thou art the Holy One of God." John 6, 66 through 69. Which of the two scenarios best fits your attitude toward the commands of God and his right to rule in your life? Every man and woman is called upon to make a decision toward God and his Son, Jesus Christ. In reference to the former, your attitude toward God, consider what happened to the Pharaoh of Egypt. He asked the question, and Jehovah answered. After 10 devastating plagues sent upon the land of Egypt, Pharaoh's land and its riches were despoiled, and all the host of Pharaoh discomfited, so that there remained not so much as one of them. Exodus 14, 28. In reference to the latter, your attitude toward Jesus Christ, consider what was said in prophecy concerning him. Moses said, "Jehovah thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desireth of Jehovah thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, Let me not hear again the voice of Jehovah my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And Jehovah said unto me, They have well said that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee. And I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him." Deuteronomy 18, 15 through 19. Consider, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. John chapter 3 and verse 16. Jesus, who existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. Being made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, yea, the death of the cross. Wherefore also God highly exalted him, and gave unto him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things on earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, 6-11. The Apostle John said, "Many other signs therefore did Jesus in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye may have life in his name." John 20, 30 and 31. Through John's writings, you have the ability and opportunity to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye may have life in his name. That is the power to be saved. When the Apostle Paul proclaimed the gospel among the Jews and the Greeks, he did so testifying repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 20 and verse 21. What will you do with the knowledge you have thus attained? Will you say, like Pharaoh, "Who is Jehovah that I should hearken unto his voice?" Or will you respond as Peter did and say, "Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we have believed and know that thou art the Holy One of God"? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Lord, saying, "But when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then shall He sit on the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all the nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd separateth the sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left." Matthew 25:31-33.